God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I'm so excited to be back.
Amen.
With my family in Christ.
Amen.
How many of you are glad in the presence of Lord?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I would like to thank, first of all, my Almighty. If He would have not helped me out, it was not been easy for me to be back. Many of you might be praying,
yes.
As I was in, you know, continuous prayer, and church being a constant support for me.
Amen.
I have an encouragement from pastor, I have an encouragement from elders. Everybody was praying for me. But something, if I could say that, even we are in prayer, my visa got rejected more than 5 times.
That's right, yeah.
It was more than 5 times it got rejected.
Yes.
My sponsor really don't know what's happening with me. He was so confused and called me, told me, you know, if I apply now, our reputation of our company goes bad. And I can't help you out. The December ended. When I heard that, I don't have any clue that what will happen next. But again, I have, you know, whenever I feel down, pastor will send me a text message or a voice message. You know, we are praying for you. I get so excited again.
Yeah.
There is something somebody's praying
Amen.
For me. I would like to tell, prayer has a power.
Amen.
As he was telling something, when it all about a prayer, it really touched my heart. Why I'm telling that Muslims pray 5 times a day.
That's true.
Even Jews pray 3 times a day.
Yes.
But what is all about our prayer and lifestyle? Till prayer become your lifestyle,
Amen.
You won't see the changes in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to make a prayer a lifestyle. Don't compromise with your situation. As I was with my dad, he's a man of prayer. Many of you have seen him. He never looks at me or like, you know, and I say, like, he always smiles and say, okay, everything goes smoothly. Only things we can do is pray. I said, okay, but I can't pray so much.
Exactly.
But while I sleep, I see my dad's praying. Before I wake up, from his voice, I wake up, Dad, she's still praying. Then I got a chance to have a visit with my dad on a village. And why I'm sharing this with you, because otherwise the grace that God gives on you, you won't see it till you pray. It's not easy that, you know, you carry away yourself such long time. He's in ministry from since last 20 years.
Right.
But he is in same spirit.
Amen.
Even so nurtured. If
yes.
I see, I get so blessed.
Yes.
The man of God like him, serving him the same way he is. One day I go and ask Dad, how long you pray? Because morning I see him praying. Afternoon I see him praying. And even while I sleep, he's praying. I got a chance to travel with him.
Amen.
During all this tough time I'm going through, Dad said, just come with me. We together with
yes.
this
Hallelujah. Doing the
praise
work.
God.
Amen.
How does it happen? I was like, okay, let's travel. Last time I visited different village, so I thought it might be near, not that much I have to travel. I was so happy, but I don't know, it was 12 hours journey for me.
Oh.
On a bus, if you have never traveled in local bus, you will never imagine how it is. That too through the road, that in villages,
yeah,
you know,
village,
you can't
yeah.
sleep. Or you can't sit. You have to be straight. You have to look at like, okay, what's when I will reach and what time I will reach.
That's right.
Once you reach there, you'll really imagine the speed being running on there. It's not easy. If you just enter there without a prayer, you'll exhaust your body. You can't stand on that spirit and walk.
That's right.
I had only 2 hours to get ready. But by the time my dad was ready. And he was ready for ministering the word of God there. I prayed God strengthen me, because sometimes we lose our confidence. We distract. Because when you are away from the presence of God, I'm telling
right,
you,
right.
you are carried away from the presence
that's
of God.
Right.
Within.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's right.
And if you want that presence to lead you,
that's right.
prayer has to be your lifestyle.
Amen.
Till it becomes your lifestyle. I want to tell my church and everyone that we can't come over our problems. We can't come over our problems. Blessings, favors, all comes to us through His grace and prayer.
Amen.
And if you are ready today, I want to tell church that God has something special for you. There is no one like Him. If God can change the decision, the government authority's decision, or anything for us, I want to tell He can do anything for us.
Amen.
Beyond our limit.
Amen.
Beyond our imagination.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Long story short, after all that, I came back. I've enjoyed New Year's with the family and church there.
Amen.
I prayed, and last time I went on to my sponsor and said, can you apply one more time?
Yes.
He said, okay, but this is the last time I can try it for you. But then I don't know how long it goes for you. I said, okay, I'm fine with it. I requested him. The next day, I always checked on status online on ministry website, but the next day morning I was not that confident, or like, you know, to look at the website, but also I thought, okay, let me try. And I opened my laptop and just went on and checked my website. It showed under process.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
I was so excited. I want to tell that in a while I got all the energy back that I lost one more before.
Restoration. Hallelujah.
That is what we call year of restoration.
Amen.
We have.
Hallelujah.
He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is the living God.
Amen.
Whom we serve. If you have feel lost, if you have feel and alone, and if you feel that nobody is with you right now, but my God says He is with you right now. Whatever it might be, whatever the situation you've been going through right now, if you believe in the name of Jesus, I would like to tell that God is going to set you free right now. Whatever the circumstances it might be, He can change your situation. He can take your worries aside. This is the year of favor. This is the year of restoration. This is the year of blessings to us.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to be prepared. Don't lose your time.
Yes, Lord.
Don't get distracted. He only wants one chance to distract you. Just put yourself away from the presence of God, you'll be distracted itself. Devil wants you to be distracted from His presence.
That's right.
Don't give Him a chance today. Amen. I want to tell, don't give Him a chance.
Amen.
Whether it's a problem, my God is there.
Hallelujah.
Can you give your hands to your neighbors? God is with us. Can
God
you tell them?
God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When God is with us, we have a strong hold
in
our life.
Amen.
We don't have to look left or right.
Amen.
What the problem is taking, like, you know, coming to our life, sometimes it discourages us. Especially youngsters, you have to pray a lot, because nowadays technology have comes up in our life. We don't know, we even don't want to watch something, but it will pop up like this, a message to our mobile. And we just click the link and we don't know, we get just carried away from the presence of God. It's enough to take you away from the prayer life, from the spiritual life, from your daily routine. It takes you away from the God. From the presence of God, that it leads you to sin. But don't get trapped from the spirit of darkness.
Amen.
Let's pray with your lifestyle. It was not my message, but I just want sharing you, because when He said that prayer has to be your lifestyle, when He was telling about prayer, it really popped me in, and it was speaking to me strongly that it has to be, because our church really need a backup. That is prayer. Each and everyone, each and everyone. If you're not spending time for the church, for yourself, just, I want to tell, go to your separate room, at least even 5 minutes if you get, pray. Because when you grow, when you do everything for the church, you need to pray for everything goes in the right direction.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
But till, you know, as a human, we always think that everything will run by our abilities. But there is a limit And if you don't pray, the bondages, the doors get blocked.
That's right.
And we feel disheartened. We feel lost. But I want to tell the church, God is going to change this year for us.
Amen.
God is going to change this year for us. Hallelujah. This is the year of restoration.
Amen.
As I want to go to my message right now. So just can we close our eyes for a moment. Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that you have given us, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the word that you have given me as I speak, Lord. It's all about your grace, Master. It's all about your kindness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for going to speak right now. Oh, we pray, Master. We surrender, Master. Lord, I want your name be glorified. Let the word speak to each and every one, Lord Jesus. It heals our inner wounds, O Lord. Right now, pray, Lord Jesus, for each and every one who sits here. It's not my word, it's your word. It's not what I prepared, it's what you have given me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for going to speak right now. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we give a round of applause to Jesus? We have been into series message from since last 1 year. As I was praying, I got a word, grace.
Amen.
Because my year started with grace.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
He restored me from my pain. He restored my situation beyond my imagination. And I prayed and asked God, is it what you want to speak to my church?
That's right.
He said, yes, I want to speak that to the church.
Amen.
Because many of us feel unworthy. The thing is, I'm worthy enough to get the grace of God in my life. But I want to tell each and every one who sits here right now, His grace is limitless.
Amen. Hallelujah.
His grace is
limitless.
Not only limitless, His grace is unsearchable.
That's right.
You can't hold yourself from His grace.
That's right.
It's something that He gives freely.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God. For that grace, you don't have to be, you have to be just humble enough.
Amen.
None of us are worthy.
Right.
If anybody can tell that I'm worthy enough to get the grace of God, then I want to tell my God, the word says, none of us are worthy.
That's right.
Then too, He gives His grace. He keeps on giving us everything we want. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The term grace, my subject is unending grace. Or exceeding grace.
Amen.
Beyond limit.
Amen.
Beyond imagination.
Limitless.
It's going to change everything, those who are sitting right now here.
Amen.
If you think that you've been in the limit, but I want to tell that God is going to change your life.
Amen.
Beyond expectation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether it's your studies,
yes, Lord.
Whether it's your job,
yes, Lord.
Whether it's your future,
Indeed.
If you are thinking that my life is not what I think, my life is not what I want, but my God says it's going to change right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
It's only that we want is to give ourselves. What is grace? In normal terms, if we all know, what is the description of grace?
Unmerited,
unfavored. So, unmerited, that we can't claim for that. You know, for our life there is an insurance.
Yeah.
If you want house, there is a loan. We have a lot of backups.
Backups.
But for Him, there is no backup.
Amen.
He can provide you anything.
Amen.
If you don't deserve.
Amen.
Banks is your bank balance first to give you loan.
Yes.
If you are going to borrow some money from your friends, even he'll come and ask you after some time that I want my money back. But my God says,
Amen.
Even you are not worthy, I'll give you everything.
Amen.
That is too free.
Yeah.
Are you ready to receive that grace in your life?
Yes.
He will give you up and beyond your limits.
Amen.
You don't have to ask for, or you have to, don't have to look for that. What it says, that without claim, we don't have to claim for that.
Yes.
Without expectation, when we get something, we never understand the worth of it. In today's life, God has given us everything. We have good house, we have parents to take care of our responsibilities. We have friends who can call us and give us encouragement, so we forget the presence and the love of God that He has shown to us. You have to understand His grace is sufficient enough for us, for our wants, for our worries, for our problems, for our tensions. Don't look here and there for something.
That's right.
Which is, you know, you don't have to look around for. He says something that if you really want something, and if you feel that I'm not worthy for this, just an example, I'll tell you. If I'm planning an event, just imagine fire conference.
Amen.
It's an opportunity now. There is Brother Allen and Brother Davidson as well. Who can do help, you know, show a favor to me by coming to my event and lead a worship? But Alan thinks, I'm not worthy. So he'll say, bro, I have some work, you know, I won't be able to make up. First, he thinks he's unworthy for that. But as a friend, okay, I have an option. I goes to Davidson. Davidson, are you ready? I have an event on so and so date. He was looking for the opportunity. And he said, yes, brother, I'm ready. I want to join that. What happens normally when you feel unworthy and, you know, you keep avoiding that grace, might you lose by the period. He's giving you grace. It doesn't mean that you have to be available for that.
Amen.
He gives you everything on time. But if you're not ready for that grace, somebody else will come and use it. When grace keeps on coming to our life, we don't really understand what's happening to our life. But it goes away from our life as well.
Yeah.
Are you prepared today for His grace?
Yes.
Are you prepared today for something unimaginable in your life?
Amen.
Some of you have an exams. We all are in preparation. We are going to score, I believe, 90%, 70%, up and beyond, like we don't know what's going to happen, but then we are confident enough that we'll get something good.
Amen.
He's going to do something amazing for you guys.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to open 2 Corinthians 9:14. 2 Corinthians 9:14. Can somebody read it for me?
Yes.
And by their prayers for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you come to KJV version? It was KJV. And KJV.
Exceeding grace.
What it says?
Exceeding grace of God in you.
How much is enough? When we are speaking of God's grace, we are speaking of something that cannot be quantified.
Infinite.
Cannot be measurable. Or searchable. What it says? Exceeding grace. Means exceeding means to throw beyond.
Beyond. That's right.
Beyond your expectation.
Amen.
Beyond, there is something unusual, Mark. We keep the limits. But for Him, there is no limits.
Hallelujah.
To exceed, to transcend, to excel.
Amen.
Beyond limits. He exceeds everything for us. Beyond the limits.
That's right.
Exceeding grace of God. if you want the exceeding grace of God, what you have to do? God is not done yet. Can you turn to Ephesians 2:7?
Amen.
Ephesians 2:7. Yeah.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
Amen.
In his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Exceeding riches of his grace.
Amen.
It means that he is ready to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
To your hand.
Yeah.
To do something for him. When he is ready to give you everything, why are you getting away from him? He wants you to give everything. My dear church, he is ready to give anything
for
you.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Only things it holds is our own small thinkings. We reserve with our own thoughts that we don't want. Can't we make it? Are we capable of? Whether I have to do it or not.
Amen.
We are restricting ourselves.
That's
but
right.
He is ready to give everything to
everything.
You.
Amen.
To run his kingdom. That grace is sufficient for him.
Amen.
His grace is something that beyond our imagination.
Amen.
Exceeding grace.
Hallelujah.
The word it says, riches in glory, he gives everything to
Amen.
Us. When he is giving, I want you to absorb that opportunity, use that opportunity for him. Don't just keep getting yourself distracted or keeping yourself away. He wants to give you up and beyond something what you are thinking of.
Amen.
This word grace, I was referring a lot of books. I was like, from where this word derived it? It was not Hebrew. It was from Latin words. And it really... touch my heart when I was reading. In Latin it said gratia, G-R-A-T-I-A. But it has two understanding, a small meaning, which is say, thanking him or grateful enough for him.
Amen.
What for what he is giving.
Amen.
We are not worthy, but are we thanking him for what he has given us?
Amen. That's right.
You have to understand that he has given that everything for us, even though we are sinners, he is not looking at which background we come forward.
That's right.
He used unworthy. He makes you worthy. So we were not worthy, he makes us worthy. But we have to give him thank for everything that he does in our life.
Amen.
And if you are prepared for something, give yourself right now.
Hallelujah.
Whether it's your future, whether you're thinking about your blessings, about your opportunity, about your life, don't worry. I want to tell you, even if you're not worthy to qualify for something, God will make you worthy.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Can somebody say, I'm worthy?
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
God makes me worthy.
God makes me worthy.
We all are not worthy, but He makes us worthy.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
If you think and hold yourself, I want to tell that God is going to make you worthy enough that you will stand on the platform and preach and raise His name above everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God has given IRC. God wants to raise IRC in a different level. His grace, don't think that what is going to happen. Don't restrict yourself from what He has given to us. Many times we think we don't have backup, we don't have something we want, but God is going to open the doors for His pastors. Praise God. Whether it's a place, His grace is sufficient for us. Unimaginable, unsearchable, limitless. Doors are going to get open for us. Are you ready for that limitless grace in your life?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you can say, I'm ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
How many of you are ready?
I'm ready. Amen.
If you are ready, God says that He will make you, bold you, prepare you for something bigger and better. There is nothing is going to stop you now.
Amen.
Whether it's the circumstances or a situation or a wounds that you've been suffering right now and thinking that, no, God, I don't want to do anything right now. I just want peace. But God says something right now to my dear church. If you are restricted on some such thoughts that you can't make it, the church has a backup. Like pastor gives us a message, he can encourage us. He can give us a daily manna through the word. But to build ourselves, to have that lifestyle, is depend on your prayer. That he will put your grace upon your life, but if you are not prepared, it will hold back of your blessings, favor, restoration. Everything will come to you.
Amen.
But beyond that, you really need to understand that you are worthy enough for everything.
Amen.
Because God has made you worthy.
Amen.
Church has to be prepared for a bigger and better things. Ayas is going to do a crusade.
Amen.
Yes,
yes,
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
We are not going to bound by a limit. There is something beyond our limits going to happen.
Yes.
Each and every one of us.
Yes. Jesus.
God is going to break the chains of darkness from
Amen.
Our life.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The darkness that which taking us away from the presence of God. I feel right now somebody is wounded by so much pain right now.
Amen.
I pray right now that God
yes.
is going to break
yes.
the bondages, the
Jesus.
Wounds in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
There is nothing is going to hold you.
Amen.
There is nothing that you can hold yourself. But my God says, I want you and be prepared for something
Amen.
Bigger and better.
Yes.
There is nothing is going to hold us.
Amen.
Somebody is praying for good opportunity. Good future. But my God says that we don't have to be afraid of that what is going to happen. Some are afraid of themselves right now. In a dilemma. I don't know what is my future, my tomorrow, my present, my don't keep worries aside in yours. You're being praying for something, but not, you are feeling that it's not getting answered. God is going to answer it right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's
Amen.
Going to be answered.
Amen.
Whether it's your job, whether it's your future, don't get worried and carried away from the presence of God. Because with our God, there is nothing impossible.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is nothing impossible with Him.
Amen.
Only He wants your trust, your faith, your love towards Him. Keep spending your time right, you know, in coming days. You are going to see the changes in life.
Amen.
You are going to see the ways are coming and doors are getting opened.
Amen.
Whatever it might be, whatever, whether it's your family, whether it's your life, whether it's your colleagues, whatever you're praying, I don't know what. God is going to bring everything back to you.
Yes.
That's what the word and you know the promise we have got from our church.
Yes, Lord.
It's a year of restoration.
Yes.
Yes.
And something beyond that is called blessings. What you have lost, if you feel you have lost something, His favor is going to come upon your family.
Amen.
Not only you.
Yes.
What? Your family as well.
Amen.
And you are going to see the changes in coming days.
Amen.
Whatever it might be.
Amen.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, Lord.
Every
yes.
family have a different problems. But He says that He's going to change it right now.
Amen.
He's going to change for you and me. And we'll see His grace on our life as well.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we give a round of claps to Jesus? Something that He can do much beyond level of our imagination. We'll, you know, refer some scripture where I want to show you
Amen.
What grace can do in our life. Can you turn to John 1:16?
Amen.
John 1:16.
John chapter 1:16.
and of His fullness have all been received,
and grace for grace.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you turn to Titus 2:11? For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. What is said to all men? Can you refer to Ephesians 1:6? Yes.
To the praise of the glory of His grace,
uh-huh,
by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you see, it's for everyone. Amen. It's not for one. What is it?
For all everyone. Men. Amen.
The grace is for everyone. If you are ready to receive, and if you are ready and prepared, and if you keep aside that your thoughts, which you feel that you are not worthy, God says, My grace is upon you. I'm going to do everything for you.
Amen.
Only things that you have to keep praying for His mercy and grace in your life.
Amen.
And if you are prepared and ready, God can do anything for us.
That's right.
As I met one guy in a village, I was like, okay, after service, I gone outside and I met a guy. He didn't know who was Jesus before that. In that meeting he came long, you know, last year when my dad was visited them. This year, when we visited, I was there and I asked him, did you know Jesus? He said, I didn't know Jesus, but right now I know Jesus. And I was like, okay. So he was telling me that when I didn't know, I was not worthy. I was doing a lot of things. And I have sowed seeds, my crop, I used to do farming, but I was in a huge loss for a year. That he said, one day he came to the church and he prayed and he said, God, do something for me. He didn't know who Jesus was about. The prayer was going on and said, do something for me. But the end of the service is accepted Lord Jesus as his Savior.
Amen.
Day after, even not 6 months completed, His grace was on his life. He was not only blessed with the farming, he was blessed enough that he can take care of more 2 years.
Wow.
After that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That life God can change anytime.
Hallelujah.
His grace is unmerited and unfavored, unimaginable and searchable. When He gives something to you, you know, really, you have to feel and understand that God is doing something which we are not worthy for. Don't take it granted, His grace. When everything goes smoothly, He forgets everything. We don't understand His love and kindness in our life, and we say that, God, I am busy right now. I will come and attend some after some days. I'll go to my church, not this week. I have my exams, but next week I'll try. We are so busy that we don't have time for Him who has given us everything.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. He has given only begotten Son for us for our sins. Even though we are so much, you know, of ourselves involved like in all other activities, then prayer, then personal life, relationship with God, that we forget His grace in our life. I want church to be prepared and give Him thanks for that, what He's doing in our
Amen.
Life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That unmerited favor that He has given in our life. Even though we are not worthy. Can you read to Ephesians 2:8 and 9? Ephesians 2. Can we turn to Ephesians 2:8 and 9?
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Amen.
And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest
yes.
anyone should boast.
See, 8, can you go to 8? What it says, grace.
For by grace are what you say.
With grace you get faith as well.
Amen.
How amazing it is that.
Amen.
That is not coming by ourselves or by our ability. There is nothing to boast around us. Like, you know, if we say that I have done it, I want to tell that is the gift of God.
That's true. Amen.
There is nothing that we can boast around in our life. Do understand that He has given this life, and His grace is on our life. That is given by Him. That is His gift. that it's not because we are capable enough to get all that things.
Right.
Sometimes we always try to prove ourselves that what we are capable of. And we forget that that was given by Him as a gift. And if you are looking at Him right now, and if you are praying, and if you want to receive something in your life, be prepared right now.
Amen.
Because He is going to change your life.
Amen.
He is going to change your life.
Amen.
There is nothing that my God can't do it.
Amen.
He can change anything for us.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. For what we are praying nowadays, for the building. Praise God, Jesus. There is something He's going to do this year.
Amen.
He's going to bring salvation.
Amen.
Among the people who have not yet received through this church.
Yes, Lord. Salvation.
That is going to happen very soon.
Amen.
Only that we have to prepare right now. And for that, God gives us hope. Don't get discouraged. The word of God says, don't get discouraged.
Amen.
Be hopeful. Keep your faith in Him. That He is going to change everything.
Amen.
For us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we give a round of clap for Jesus? There is something that God always wants to do for us that is beyond the merit of our thoughts. If you read Hebrews 4:16, can we turn to our Bible to Hebrews 4:16?
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
In time of?
Need.
In time of?
Need.
Do we think that we really need a place to worship?
Yes.
So start praying for that. Instead of waiting for something to come and you get every facility. God is holding us right now for something. Somewhere something He wants us to be prepared for. He wants to take us beyond, up and beyond something what we are planning for. It's going to come very soon. Much in need. Right now we are much in need. And He is going to bring every favor, everything towards us. But He wants each and every one us to surrender and pray. That is not something He wants to give us easily this time. He wants us to show something. Unfavored, unsearched, limitless. Rabashikiana. Are we ready right now? Can you close our eyes right now?
Yes.
Rabashikiana. Raudal Kodam Janadane. There is something that He wants to do right now. Praise God, up and beyond. 2019 is an year of restoration, blessing, favor, opportunity. And He is going to do much and beyond something that we are praying right now. As a church, we have to keep the burden for the hall. We really much need it right now. We are praying. We are praying. Prayer has a power. The word of God says He's going to bring the things to you. We don't have to search for, but He will bring that for us. Thank you, Jesus. He has something bigger and better in store for us. For the broken hearts, for the lost souls, God has chosen our church. There are many church. It's not that what God has given us, we have to pray for the vision and mission that God has given us.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
That this vision we have to carry with us, with a passion. And you need to prepare yourself for something. Then you've been restricted by something. I want to tell you, don't restrict yourself right now. There are God showing me something that I sense in the spirit, that their inner wants and worries are really, you know, there in our life, that it distracting, caring, you know, it's carried away. Like what it's doing right now, it's like because of worries and wants that we have, we are not concentrated in anything right now enough on life. We are carried away from the presence of God. Not only that, we are too much in the world that we doesn't want to be back in the presence of God. Somewhere we feel lost. Come back. He wants you back.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Whatever your worries might be, He knows everything that you've been going through right now. Up and beyond, He is going to do right now for you and for your future. If you are ready to receive His grace, that which is unmerited and unfavored, He is going to change your life. There is nothing impossible with Him.